I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Tuesday, July 13th. If you get up early, you'll find two very bright objects in the east before sunup. One is the waning crescent moon. It'll go between the Earth and Sun at new moon on July 17th. You'll always find a waning crescent in the east before dawn, shortly before new moon. This crescent is called an old moon.
The other bright object up before the sun now is the planet Venus. This planet will be visible in the east before dawn through the end of this year. You might remember Venus as a brilliant object in the west after sunset around March and April. By May, Venus was sinking into the sunset glare, and it passed between the Earth and Sun on June 8th. Afterwards, Venus shifted to the other side of the sun as seen from Earth. That's why we're now seeing it in the east before dawn.
Tomorrow, Venus will reach greatest brilliancy for this pre-dawn apparition. It's eerily bright now, though still low in the pre-dawn sky. Venus will be side by side with the moon on Wednesday morning, as seen from latitudes like those in the U.S. and Canada, above the moon as you go southward on the globe. That's Venus and the moon, the two brightest objects up before the sun in the next few mornings.
Special thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.